it's overwhelming when you get heated like that, you know, you just have to pick your way through it because it's so far apart. And you have your...
Is it a type of watermelon?
Yeah, it was a watermelon, just overripe watermelons. Some of them are real small. I don't know the reason why they're going to be small. But some
what
of them
color are, is the meat?
Yellowish. Okay. The meat, oh, it's
yeah,
red.
Inside, yeah.
Yellow. Uh-huh. And the outside, it's just greenish yellow. It's not as dark green as a regular watermelon. That's all the watermelon I can tell you about.
Okay, anything besides do you have cantaloupes?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what? A melon, right? Cantaloupe, yes.
Okay, what does that look like?
There's yellow one inside and the hull is beige looking. This tastes kind of funny. I can't describe the taste.
Okay,
it has a taste of its own distinctive taste.
That's different than a melon?
Yeah, it is. It's way different. Well, they have the same characteristics. You know how a cantaloupe is real mellow looking? No, tasting really. That's where a melon is. But you understand, it tastes like a watermelon, but it's real sweet. But another thing, a cantaloupe has a taste of its own.
One
of the little things that people eat when they grow in the woods and the ground, the
umbrella shaped thing.
It was
the spaghetti sauce that you buy
pizza with it on it. Oh, wow, I got it on my tongue. No,
summer poison?
I don't know, I can't say it. I can't get it out.
It starts with an M.
Mushrooms, yeah.
Okay.
Toadstools and mushrooms.
What's the difference?
Same thing. Yeah, toadstools, mushrooms. Well, most of the kids just call them toadstools.
Oh, really? Okay. What do you have a name for the kind that you can't eat that would make you sick if you ate them?
No.
Okay. If a man... What?
Poison.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Swallow it.
Okay, what kind of bird can you see in the dark?
A bat? No, a bat is not a bird. None?
Yeah, these big things that sit on trees.
Oh, an owl.
Okay. Can you tell me about some different kinds of owls?
A hoot owl. That's the owl that hoot all night. And that's all I know.
How about one that has a real shrill voice? Do you
have anything? Yeah, a hawk owl? Yeah. I don't know.
Screech owl?
Yeah, screech owl.
What do you call?
Screech owl. Screech. Oh, you screech. S-C, uh-huh. Not S-K, not S.
Well, do you call them screech owls?
Yeah, screech owl.
Okay. What kind of bird drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Okay, now, has any class of people been compared to a woodpecker?
In the class of people?
Yeah, any types of people.
I hear a peck of wood.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah, what's that? I like to call them, some blacks call whites peck of woods. Yeah, that's what it is. And Uncle Tom saw some blacks, Uncle Tom, a peck of wood.
Oh, no, Uncle Tom can be called?
A peck of wood.
Peck of wood also. Okay. Would you call somebody like President Ford a peck of wood? Could he fit into that?
No, nothing like that.
No, how come?
I don't use the term peck of wood, you know. I don't know.
You don't hear it being used though?
Not most around me, but I have heard it, you know, used.
Okay. What kind of people use them?
Well, most dudes around me, you know, blacks.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, are these older?
Yeah, older teenage bracket.
Okay. What kind of animal is black and white and has a very powerful smell?
Yeah, skunk.
Okay. What kind of animals would come in and raid chicken houses? But one word for describing that kind of animal that would come and raid.
A fox. A wolf.
Okay, now, do you have a name for any... It could be a fox or wolf or cat or anything. Do you have a word?
A thief.
Another word for that?
It got to be one word. A chicken hawk.